Now back with us to tell us again what it says in Friday's papers is Shane McElhattan.
There's no escaping the coverage of the fallout from the US presidential election in the newspapers this morning. From analysis of the sheer scale of Donald Trump's triumph, hour-by-hour breakdowns of how the night unfolded, the implications for world peace and trade, to the potential damage to Ireland's business model, readers are going to be well served wherever they look today. The Sun and the Mirror front pages take very different stands, both working the theme of sequels. "You're rehired," is the Sun's headline, proclaiming Donald Trump's return for what it's calling Season 2. "What have they done again?" is the very different take on the Mirror's front page, with an inset reproduction of their headline after the 2016 result, which asked, "What have they done?" And if you didn't quite catch the drift of that front page, the banner headline up across pages 2 and 3 of the Mirror is "Recurring Nightmare." The Daily Mail presents its coverage explicitly on the front page as a historic special edition, all 14 pages of it. The Independent's account of the events of the night is set up dramatically by an account of how, even up to 11 p.m. Irish time on Tuesday, the Democrats were confidently pointing to anecdotal evidence that the night was going to go their way. It describes how just 1 hour later, the early warning signs started to flash for Kamala Harris. The implications of Donald Trump's victory for this country are analysed in all the papers. John Malarkey of Shia Partners is quoted in The Mirror as summing up the implications. "The pledge to reduce corporation tax from 21% to 15% puts us in direct competition and lowers our appeal as a location for investments. The plan to raise tariffs will raise export costs and strain Ireland's competitiveness." The Examiner wastes no time in addressing the issue, putting Mick Clifford on the front page to speculate that the dreaded tomorrow on which our precariously balanced economy prospered could come back under severe attack. The Mirror quotes Taoiseach Micheál Martin pointing out how US companies need a European base, and Ireland has been that base for so many of them across pharmaceutical, biopharma, medical device, technology and financial companies. The same paper also speculates on what Mr. Trump's pledge to deport those illegally in America means for the so-called undocumented Irish. Many are looking past the immediate events of Tuesday to the likely shape of the eventual competition to succeed Donald Trump. They're going to find plenty to ponder in the Sun's panoramic reproduction of the photograph of what it's calling Donald Troop, the entire Trump clan and closest associates, as they paraded on stage in triumph at Mar-a-Lago in the early hours of Wednesday. There's a helpful thumbnail caption for each of them. It's a measure both of the sheer drama of the US election story and of the fact that it's been the worst kept secret for weeks now, that Taoiseach Simon Harris's confirmation of our own election date on RTE's 6-1 News gets relegated to the inside pages. Miriam Lord in the Irish Times points out that Virgin Media and Taoiseach Micheál Martin had stolen a march by revealing all half an hour earlier. One tragedy capturing the imagination in the column inches of all the papers is the death of Corkman Michael Sheehan, who died after being stung by wasps while cutting a hedge. He was stung on the neck and back, and a short time later went into anaphylactic shock after suffering what's believed to have been an allergic reaction. The Examiner reports it's being treated as a tragic accident. Finally, returning to the story dominating the papers this morning, Michael Wolfe in the Daily Mail writes that, "Barring an act of God, the age of Trump continues for another 4 years. This is looking like the longest political run since Roosevelt and the New Deal. Donald Trump and the populist ethos he represents is the dominant political ideology, style and impulse of the age."